It's Carolina on Nova 1035. We're going to go across borders into the male brain with conversations with real guys going into emotions, funny moments and serious topics all thrown together. And these conversations are real, authentic and nothing is scripted.
And now let's go inside the male brain. Getting inside a man's head.
Is there anything in there?
There's a story I saw, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this, where a couple got married, and after the wedding day, they actually sent a bill to the people that didn't show up to the wedding. How do you feel about that?
It's not my nature. I would never send a bill.
I mean, that's like, there's so many scenarios where you can compare this to it. I mean, it's like, I don't know, buying a steak at Spur, and then they charge me for two steaks because I didn't finish my meal. You know, it just doesn't make sense. you paid that money in any case. Why do you want it back? You would have paid it if they were there or not. It doesn't make a difference at all, you know.
Okay, but consider the fact that in today's world, we can't have the big weddings anymore where you used to invite like 300 people. Now you've got to be very picky about who you invite. So if you invite someone and they don't show up, you could have invited other friends in their place, which you didn't.
Yes, you didn't, because you chose someone else because you considered that person who's the poople now to be more important than the other one. That's your mistake, not the person who didn't rock up. You had to ask that person, listen, am I important enough so that I can invite you and you're actually going to rock up? The guy says no, then, well, you know, you got the wrong friend.
I've got a great solution for this problem. The solution is just don't get married.
Yeah, save money.
There you go.
That's Pia Rousseau in Cape Town and Ian F. in Johannesburg answering my Inside the Male Brain questions. Their answers are real, authentic, and nothing is scripted.